In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 1 hour to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. That's right, the Nameless Show on Vaughan Radio. Are you ready? Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy with the Spanish name, Alberto Alonso. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. That's right, DJ Spanglish, tell them what it's called.
It's the show.
It's the show
with no name.
Oh yeah, it's the show with no name, and we are back. That's right, this is the second day back from vacation. Well, that's not true. I've been back for weeks, but this is the second day back on the air live. Now, I'm going to start right now with a common mistake. We don't say in live. We don't say on live. We don't say at live. We just say live. That's right. So this is a live show, and we are happy that you guys are all here joining us. We're going to have a great time today, as we do every day, and we're going to help you get through the week, have some fun, learn some interesting stuff, and practice your English. It's a win-win-win-win situation, quadruple win right there, and we've got an awesome show for you today, as always, full of energy, sponsored by Monster. No, that's a joke. It's not, we're not, they don't pay for anything here. They should pay for, because Dino, one of our technicians, is, we've got to have an intervention, DJ Spanglish. Tenemos que intervenir, de sentarle una habitación ahí solo decir,
Dino, no tienes que ver el Monster.
Dino, te estás dejando la vida con este Monster. Este monstruo te está destrozando la vida. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we're here. And no one's had, has anyone in the studio had any energy drinks for breakfast?
Coffee.
I guess that counts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think
the
so.
The original energy
just
drink.
Coffee.
Wow.
And
what,
cookies.
Coffee, well, cookies
that's
will do
true,
it.
That's true. Sugar cookies, yeah.
Coffees will kick it up a couple notches. All right. Well, I want to send some shout-outs. I always love all the feedback you guys give us on Twitter, not only on Twitter, on Facebook, and even when I see you guys in the street, when people stop me in the street and say, hey, man, thank you so much. I'm learning a lot. And I say, hey, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job, and I'm glad that that helps you guys. That's awesome. I think it's an awesome thing that I can go to sleep every night saying, "Hey, I helped some people today." You know, even though I don't know, I think it runs in the family. My mother works with; she helps people too. She's a social worker, and she works with people with drug dependency or mental problems. Thing, and so you know, I think it's in my grandfather was a pharmacist. I think it comes
it's
in
your jeans.
It's in my well, it's in jeans. Jeans. You like these jeans? They're pretty nice, aren't they?
It's rewarding.
Armani. They're Armani Exchange. Yeah, gratificante. It's rewarding.
Rewarding.
Le damos un totally native, okay?
Oh, please.
Give her a totally native. Rewarding, gratificante. All right, well, a couple comments. Say what's up to my friend Sabadell Gazelle. I don't know if she's listening, but she just sent us a tweet over here. Elvis. Elvis, what a cool name, man. I wish my parents had named me Elvis Alonso. Imagine, estás aquí con Elvis. The giddy with
no,
the half
No, but in Spanish it would be
name.
Elvis, no? Elvis.
Yeah, that Elvis. VB thing is tough there. And in English, la V vibra. Elvis. Elvis. So what's up, Elvis Miguel? Everybody on the T-Force too. Bithenota, Robert. Let's see some new followers here. It's always good to say hello to the new guys, the guys who have just come aboard. Guys, 6,420. Are you serious?
¿Qué me estás contando?
¿Qué me estás contando? We've got live Allisonisms in the studio today.
Chachipiruli.
Chachipiruli. Yeah. Guay del Paraguay. Let's see. What's up, Mariam, Manel, José Manuel, Álvaro Álvarez, Ale, Alex Albeniz. Okay, it's tough to read names on Twitter. José Manuel, Fabio, Rodrigo, Mercedes, Thierry, Laura. Let's go eat. I like that one. Jose Luis, Campanilla, Lyndon, Preta, Javier, Nothing Else Matters, Flo, who was on the show with us yesterday. If you guys were looking for her on Twitter, she is on Twitter. She doesn't have a picture yet. She looks a bit eggish. So don't egg her on. No le incites. Don't egg her on. And let's see. Her Twitter address is @FGPForster. Forster. So some of you guys said you wanted to follow her and keep in touch with her while she was back in England. Esther, Damian, Juan, Jose, La Portela, Oriol, Jesus, Antonio, Natalia, Carlos, George, Israel, Anna, Eric, Eva.
And the list goes on and on.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much to all of you. To all of you guys. I'm here with my favorite DJ and your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. And his name is...
DJ Spanglish.
Ooh, yeah, there it is. DJ Spanglish in the house. Now, I want you guys to start sending us your Allisonisms right now. Because, as you know, in the show, we've got... Well, an example of an Allisonism is...
Pero díselo a ella que está ahí.
No, no, no. Pero... A ver, tío.
Okay. Venga, Spanglish. Vamos al lío.
Que se me dio la olla y estaba salvando.
Spanglish, pay attention.
Estate al loro.
Stay to the parrot, man.
Be to the parrot.
Be to the parrot.
Hoy lo vamos a pasar muy bien.
Yeah.
Vamos al lío.
We're going to pass it bomb.
Vamos al lío.
Vamos. This is an Allisonism. Another one?
Te has pasado tres pueblos, tronco. Yeah. Hombre, eso me ha costado mucho.
Te has that pasado one was tres difficult pueblos. For
me. Me what, parto el culo, chaval.
Okay,
ah, that's so embarrassing. I
well, that's
believe.
What we need. We need more Allisonism. So
but
send
not
us
such
your...
embarrassing ones.
No, no, the more embarrassing, the better.
¿Qué pasa, tronco? ¿Lo tienes?
¿Qué pasa, tronco? Okay,
no
we'll do that
sé.
One. Let's write down. Let's make a list. Hacemos una lista.
Ah,
vamos a ir. ¿Qué pasa, tronco? So definitely send them. Now, we've got to re-record one because she says, vete al padre, tres, al Pedrete, isn't
al pedrete,
it? Sí. Al Pedrete. So we got to write
this
that one down.
Seems very confusing.
Too.
I was in Al Pedrete this weekend.
How do you say?
But what is it? Al Pedrete?
Yeah.
Al
pedrete. Yeah.
I was
totalmente
there this weekend.
Nativo.
But, the nativo.
But the question is it vete a El Pedrete or vete al Pedrete?
Vete al Pedrete.
Vete a El Pedrete. Ah, no,
al
se
pedrete,
junten, ¿no?
Pero se juntan las dos.
Se juntan. Vete al Pedrete.
Como vámonos, vámonos, se juntan, okay. Vámonos.
Vámonos. Hasta luego.
Toca, hasta luego. All right, well, a couple comments here on Twitter. I want you to send us your Allisonisms right now. Eduardo says, show it no name, better than any roller coaster at Cedar Point. Yeehaw! Now, Cedar Point is famous for its big roller coasters, so dale un totally native por saber que Cedar Point... In Ohio is famous for that. Marvin says, hi all, great to listen to you again. Wow, I feel the English power. Take care and remember, be craziest, be as crazy as you can. Es lo que quieres decir. I don't even have to remember that. It just happens,
it just happens naturally.
Gio Gallardo says, good morning and smell the coffee. Totally native. Wake up and smell the coffee. Spanglish, hoy estamos a tope. Wake up and smell the coffee. Es espabilate, literalmente, levanta y huele el café. And she says, show with no name, live. It's great to be alive. I love the way you think, man. SV in Malaga says, oh my God, she's even hotter than her maternity. LOL. I'm very happy to be here again with you. Yeehaw!
Yeah. SV, long time no news.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I must say, guys, Allison is looking good. She's looking good. I got to confirm it to
thank
the guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I'm sure they're curious.
Yeah.
So, guys.
I worked my tail off.
There we go. Dale un totally native, por favor. Rosa says, I sometimes have a really weird one. This is a dream for Beatriz. I dream of missing a bus somewhere to a trip, to school, to anywhere related to me. Okay, she misses the bus. There we go. She misses a bus. Yep. Álvaro El Maque says, toma Jeroma pastillas de goma.
Bueno.
Okay,
toma
let's write
Jeroma
that one.
Pastillas de goma. Sí.
Jeroma, Jeroma.
Lo digo yo mucho, lo digo yo mucho. Eso.
Really?
Okay, so toma Jeroma pastillas
so
de
difficult.
Goma.
So difficult.
No.
No, this is a test.
I'll show you, don't worry.
All right, some more comments over here, and then we're going to introduce them. Alex, ¿de qué vas, Bittercas? ¿De qué vas, Bittercas? That's a good one.
Bueno,
I like it.
Sí, bueno.
No, la bebida esta.
There you go. Mike in Amsterdam. We know that guy.
Hey, the
making
face maker.
The face. Oh, yeah. Now we're going to piss him off. Good morning. He says, I'm Allison. I'm Alberto Alonso. I'm glad the show is back on live. Mike. Don't say on live. Don't do it.
He says, it's back on, comma, live.
Live. Allisonism, he says, vaya toalla. No Vaya idea what it toalla. Means, but I like it. Vaya toalla. What a towel.
I will explain.
All right. Vaya toalla. Right. Add that to the list over there. All right. Well, let me introduce our guests. Now, you've already heard him talk, but now it's time to meet them and see how they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her because you've heard her voice. You're asking her to say all kinds of crazy things, and she's a good sport, and she says them. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our own Allison Lathorn.
Oh, wow. What a big welcome. What a warm welcome.
Well, you're home.
You brought the welcome wagon and everything.
I brought the band. Tenemos la banda. Han llegado la banda de... Del Rey. I had the Kings.
I'm so honored. Well, I see them coming in.
Yeah, they're coming now. They're a little bit late
because
they were
late
having a
and they look a little
coffee.
Sleepy.
They're a little sleepy, but we've got the red carpet. La alfombra roja.
Alfombra roja, I guess,
okay,
right? We'd say roll out to the red carpet.
We've done it. We've rolled out the red carpet for you.
I saw it.
Allison, great to see you. How are you?
Yeah, thanks. Wonderful. I'm really, really good.
All right.
I feel great.
So how's life being a mommy?
It's different. It's so different. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's wonderful. I think it's the best job ever. And I think it changes you in a... I guess it depends on the person, but in a wonderful way. For me, I mean, I don't know if I was ever lacking self-confidence, but it certainly gives you a newfound self-confidence in seeing that you're capable and able to do something so difficult, but yet rewarding. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I have a really good daughter. She's really sweet
She's
and
awesome.
Really good. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a bundle of joy.
She is. She's a big butterball of joy.
Yeah, she's a butterball. Butterball es una marca de pavo. Butterball turkey. Okay. So it's como un pavo. Es redondita.
Sí, es muy redonda. Es que she's really, she's like a little fatty chunk. And she's really nice. Yeah. Everybody that sees her says, es para pegarle un mordisco.
Yeah, she's got her cheeks are huge.
Yeah, they're just really big. And
it looks
big,
like she's
little.
Always got food in her mouth.
I'll show you some pictures. Yeah, she's a little ball of fun.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so that's great.
So Chloe, she's growing up right in front of your eyes, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it as you expected, or are you like, wow, I remember when she could barely even sit up, and now she's
you
all
remember
over the place.
It more in pictures.
Okay.
Like, I looked back at some pictures the other day, and I thought, I can't believe she was so tiny, because she's grown so much, and now she's crawling, and... Right. And so that
crawl,
is
got the
to,
crawl. To crawl. To
yeah.
crawl. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now she's crawling, and that is just interesting, you know. I was excited for her to go mobile, so to
okay,
speak.
All right.
And now that she has gone mobile, any of these last kilos that I might need to lose, I'm chasing after her left and right. So
you can write a book.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want.
Yeah,
be skinny.
Yeah.
Have a daughter.
Have a daughter, yeah. So it's
awesome.
Great. That's
awesome
great.
Stuff. And now, what languages are you guys speaking to her? Because I know both you and your husband are bilingual.
Right.
So what? How you doing the language? I mean, I'm sure she's not really talking 100% with you, but when you talk to her, what languages are you speaking?
Well, actually, I mean, initially the plan was I would speak English and my husband would speak Spanish as he's from Spain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was the plan. But then what happened, because we speak English at home, the two of us, my husband and I, we've always spoken to each other in English. We watch the TV in English. We do pretty much everything in English at home. So it was very difficult for him to come into the house and start speaking in Spanish. So
right.
he's in the end, he's speaking to her in English. But we know that she'll have Spanish in school and
okay.
she'll have Spanish with the help that I have, the nanny that I have that helps
okay.
me. Speaks to her in Spanish, so we're
I can't
not
wait to hear the little one say "Vaya movida, Tronco."
Right,
she's gonna sound like her mother.
I'm gonna have to measure my Spanish words around her.
Pero qué me estás contando, chaval?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to be careful with that. You actually do have to start measuring your words a little bit more because
sure.
I have always had a little bit of a sailor's mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to be careful with
You're
that.
You're a truck driver, I tell you.
A little bit sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Not proud of it though.
All right.
But
and
yeah,
when can we expect to see you back? Or hear you back on the radio, or you know what I mean?
I wish I could say, but it's not really up to me. So I don't know. I mean, I would love to come back. We'll see what happens in the future if there's any new projects or anything. But at
okay.
the moment, I don't know.
All right. Well,
but
if
yeah,
not,
I'm
then
always there on Twitter.
We'll do our own podcast.
There we go. I like it.
We can do a podcast, a weekly podcast.
I like it. After the program, we can talk about it.
All right. I like it. We're always moving and shaking over here.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
a word I taught you before. Yeah. Movers and shakers.
Movers
people
and
who
shakers.
Make things happen are
right.
movers. And shakers. People, they're no están quietos, agitan, they're always moving, they're shaking,
there are
things happening. You could call me a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of power, but I'm working on it.
No, but yeah, you are a mover and a shaker, yeah.
I make things happen, and if I see people that need to know each other, I introduce them. I'm
exactly
a connector.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, I'm a connector. I didn't know what it was. I read a book, And I said, "Oh, okay, that's
me." That's your personality type or whatever. That's one of your
The book have you guys read the book The Tipping Point by
I've
Malcolm
heard
Gladwell?
About this. I want to read this. Point.
Excellent. I think if you study a business degree in the States, you have to read it.
And it's a psychology I think it has a psychological basis.
Sociology, psychology of why what makes a product work and something what is that thing that makes it tip that makes something become
point.
Huge.
Yeah.
All right, and it's really, really interesting. It talks about mavens, who are people who know all kinds of information. Alvaro, our friend Alvaro.
Oh, of course.
He's a maven.
Yeah.
I don't need to know everything. I need to know his phone number.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You see what I mean? And he needs me to be like, hey, I know a guy who you guys can help out, and you guys can make a great product.
Right, how to put people together
to be
successful.
So it's interesting. The Tipping Point, I recommend it, by Malcolm Gladwell.
Well, one of your great characteristics is that you promote people a lot. And
yes.
You,
I'm a promoter.
No, he's really wonderful at that.
You don't. Chulo, I'm kind of a pimp.
But you're really good at that. You're really good at seeing talent or things in other people
and promoting
them, which is great. You
now
know,
I'm
you're
blushing.
Not selfish at
no,
all.
I'm blushing now.
Yeah, well, we're here to make that happen.
Guys,
you're
I'm all red. I'm all red here. And why is it? DJ Spanglish, I'm always, no tenemos tíos de invitados. Yeah. Since we started, only women on the show. It's a new rule.
True.
No sé por qué, pero yo estoy de acuerdo con esa regla. Por mí, genial.
Great, great. All right, well, Allison, pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited. And we're on the waves.
On the waves, back on the air. And you know what? We're going to take a look inside your mind, talking about psychology. We're going to analyze your dreams. And right now, in case you haven't, well, I know you guys just met, but ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Beatriz.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everyone.
How are you?
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. How was the summer? Were you working hard? Hardly working?
I've been doing both things.
Okay, that's good.
You know, I've been in the countryside and in the beach.
Okay.
And working. So I've been doing everything.
That sounds good, though. It sounds like fun. Now, were you working at the beach and working in the countryside, or was it separate?
No, I worked everywhere.
Okay, all right. That's good. That's good. You're a workaholic, though. I can tell that about you.
No, it's not only to be a workaholic, but you know, I get up in the morning with so many different ideas that I have to work on them that I cannot stop. You know,
sure.
If I don't work on those ideas, you know, I have un cuaderno,
a notebook
full of things that I have to develop.
Sure,
if I don't develop them, I feel like something is...
I have a notepad
next to my
bed. You
have unfinished business.
Yes.
What do you do? I'm sorry. I mean, I know obviously the dreams thing that you've mentioned, but I don't know what you do.
Well...
good question.
I worked, but I don't really know. Are you a psychologist?
No, look, I'm like a personal trainer, a writer. And,
oh, okay. Kind of like a coach or something.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I give courses of personal development and... mainly how to use your better part of yourself.
Okay.
And how to overcome your blockage and how to, you know, develop the best part, your best patterns. How to reprogram the mind.
Sure.
Okay.
So like NLP or whatever. Not like
kind
not
of,
quite like this.
But it's not exactly. I have my own method
that
we call autoevolution.
Well, now tell us the website. Now, this
is
the
website. It's autoevolucion.com.
So you invented this method of reprogramming, so to speak, or
yes, I invented it. Yes, it's because when I was very young, when I was like 18 or 19, I started to be very interested in all those kind of things. And I started to read and to read and to do courses and, you know, have some kind of meditations. And I have like two lives. One life, I used to work as a designer and working in the industry of marketing.
Uh-huh.
But I have that other life all related with, you know, to develop the best part of the
well-being
your mind.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, fascinating.
And like 14 years ago, I decided, okay, everything that I've learned about myself and how to reprogram and how to work on myself.
Sure.
Why don't you know, to...
Why don't I share that?
Share that with others. And
okay,
I started...
how to better myself, I guess.
It. And after all that years and to giving courses and working with people, finally, I think I have like a method that can be easy and it's not... I don't give the clues to the people. What I give to the people is the method to connect with their inner self, so they can
give them the tools they need.
That's it.
Yeah,
the
tools empowering people.
Yeah,
is the word. I love that word. I was thinking about that word
empowering,
in the shower.
I like
to
it.
Empower someone. To be like, yeah. You got it in you.
Yeah.
You just gotta find it.
Putting the power in them to groovy. Well, I
and
like
a,
it.
And a way, and this is excuse me if I interject for a second, but a way that we can discover what really lies beneath our passions, our fears, and all that is analyzing our subconscious, which is our dreams, which is the things we don't really understand.
Right, right, right.
All the method is how to ¿cómo se dice sacar a la luz?
Sacar a la luz.
Bring to light.
To bring to light all the programs that you have in your subconscious, because your subconscious is like the, no se dice la fuente, the fountain, no.
No, the source.
The source.
The source. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. It's the source of all your inner patterns that you develop in your daily life.
Okay, okay.
We've got to get Beatriz to speak into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Now you can move your head, but you got to move the microphone with it.
You know that now I know how to say creative.
I'm happy. Well, that's the idea.
Because you always said creative.
Oh, my God. You remember the first and the second program?
Yeah. It was like 20, 30 times I had to correct her.
Creative.
It was a tough job, but we did it.
But you did it. Look,
we did
one more reason why your job is rewarding. Helping people.
All right, well, let's take a look now because we've got about 2 or 3 minutes before we go to a commercial. Mm-hmm. Allison told us about a dream that she had, a recurring dream, which is a pretty common dream, that her teeth were falling out.
Mm-hmm. I've had this dream more than once, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beatriz, what does this mean if someone dreams that their teeth are falling out?
Look, the teeth is the harder part of our body, okay? And it makes us able to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, we nurture ourselves.
We nourish ourselves, okay.
Do nurse?
Nourish.
Nourish.
Yeah. Alimentar.
Okay, to nourish. Thank you.
Yes.
Ourselves. So when you are, experiencing in your life una temporada, like, how do
during
you say?
A phase or a time, I guess.
A time that you're so much self-criticism. Okay. You are a very self-critic.
Oh, I'm incredibly critical of myself. I would never treat somebody the way I treat myself.
Okay.
The things I say to myself, I would never say to another person.
Okay. That's why you are losing your teeth.
Man!
That means...
Be nice to yourself. Be gentle with yourself.
That's it. Be gentle
with
yourself.
You're knocking your own teeth out.
Yeah. It's really scary because they're all falling out in your hands and you're trying to put them back in.
Yeah, but this self-criticism is making you lack of your strength.
Sure. It's taken away from your strength.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, it weakens you. It has to do with perfectionism.
That's it.
Wanting to be perfect when no one can be perfect, can they?
You know, later on, I have one dream that one of my students in the web sent me with this this symbolism of the teeth in the other side, in the other way. And it's a good example. Later on, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But it's very, very common because all the time we are saying, okay, you should have done this, you should have done that.
Maybe I think
you
could women have done... are very self-critical too.
Because
we think you have to be the best mom, you have to be the best wife, you have to be the best girlfriend, you have to be...
That's what I think all the time.
I know you do.
But the difference
but
is
I think women
when you start
to
say, okay, I can do this, I'm really good enough to do this, I'm going to try, I'm doing well.
Right.
Okay. That will finish with all that dreams or
that feeling, that negativity.
Yeah.
Well, definitely that's what I was saying about having a baby. It's definitely given me a newfound self-confidence because you see you're capable of doing a lot.
There it is. All right. Yeah, well, the dreams, the key to unlock our desires, our hopes, our fears. So if we can understand them, maybe we can understand ourselves a lot better. I always say my friends are like, I don't understand women. I'm like, they don't understand themselves. I'm like, you're gonna hit your head against the wall trying to understand it if she doesn't understand it.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Write that one down. All right. Well, we're having a great time here. I'm here with Allison and Beatriz on the show with No Name. Are you ladies having a good time?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Cool. All right.
And we're taking a break. I'm going to eat a cookie.
Oh, yeah. Me too. All right. Well, we're here on the show with No Name. And you guys know what we say when we go to a commercial break.
Of course.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you know how this works. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The Show With No Name!
That's right. It's The Show With No Name 2.0. And we are rocking. And we're here to rock your socks off like we always do. And yeah, all right, let's take a look. Some more comments on Twitter as we start the second part of the show. Now, remember, if you want to participate... via Twitter, if you want to get vocabulary, expressions, and tons of other funny observations, DJ Spanglish, ¿cómo pueden seguirnos por Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
All right, let's take a look, couple more comments. Let's see, Paco Moral, es un tío moral, ¿eh?
Ah.
He's a moral guy, he's a moral guy. He says, awesome, amazing program, you help me wake up every day, thanks, congrats, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Paco. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friend. Luis Villaverde, Green Village. He says, you need a totalmente almeriense. I like it. I like it. I like it. Earden Juan says, Allison looks good.
Yeah,
sure.
Man.
Of course she looks good. She's gorgeous.
Oh.
Allison, we're going to have to put a picture
up. These two guys. Are they still working together?
I think so. They're inseparable.
Yes.
In fact, I think...
They're like peas in a pod.
Dale un totally native. Son iguales. They're like peas in a pod. I think actually they were born. They were what are these twins called? Co-joined twins.
Oh, Siamese. Like
they were
Siamese twins.
Co-joined twins. Ah. They were separated, and now they've asked the doctor to put them back together.
Okay,
that's the story.
That's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's what I heard. That's what the little bird told me. Okay, SV says leña al mono que es de goma. I've never heard it. Bueno, pero bien. We've got alisonismos. So remember, send us. What do you want Allison to say? An example of an alisonismo is...
Jolines, macho.
Jolines, macho.
Estoy flipando en colores.
All right, so you've got to send us your ideas. We want more alisonismos, all right?
My goodness.
All right, all right. Let's see. Oh, quizás no es para tirar cohetes.
Ay, esa es muy buena.
Eso es como para decir, it's not to toot my own horn.
Or nothing to write home about. It's how was that restaurant? No es para tirar cohetes.
No es para tirar cohetes.
Ah, okay, it's not to...
Nothing to write
cohetes
home.
Cohetes or rockets or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Not to launch rockets over
okay.
It, you know what I mean? So let's see, a couple more comments. Pablo Hernandez says, good morning. I'm Alberto... and see ya. This is for you. I'm Allison, Elvis Costello, Allison. And there's a song he sent you over there.
Oh,
so you can check
I'll
it
look
out.
At that later. Thank you.
Victor Solsona says, I'm Allison. After your comment on how nice Allison is looking this morning, we expect a picture.
Okay.
Enjoy the show. So cool you're back.
Now I'm nervous.
There you go. Guys, I don't know. My camera can handle such a hot picture. Let's take a look. Earden One says, that rule has the T-Force seal of approval. And it's the rule of ladies only on the show. So
right,
great stuff.
Right.
No, that's my new
T-Force.
Yeah,
oh,
T-Force in the
voice.
House. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful lady Claire Williams in the house. All right. Well, I want to take a look. Let's take a look at another dream. We've got Beatriz had some people send in some dreams. Some of our listeners sending in some dreams. We're not going to say any names to protect the innocent or not so innocent. We don't know that you're innocent. Yeah. All right. Well, Beatriz, what have we got? Let's take a look at a dream.
This dream is interesting because it's the opposite symbolism of yours.
Okay.
Okay. He said, in a part of a dream, I was in the same theater in front of the stage with many people around me whose faces I couldn't see. And David Bisbal appeared, the singer.
Bulería, oh, yeah. My compañero.
El de los ritos.
Yeah, exactamente. On stage. And he began to sing. His teeth shone very much.
Oh, really shiny teeth.
Yes. Like in the advertisements. It was very dark and his teeth shone incredibly. I felt good in this part of the dream. I liked how he sang. Well,
that is interesting. What a dream.
Yes, it's very interesting because it has some symbolism and we have to study. Because of he feels well in that dream, we should focus on Bisbal's positive qualities.
Okay.
Someone appears in a dream, you have to look at how do you feel about that bad person. Because that means that you have to look at his positive qualities. And Bisbal loves what he does.
Sure, right, I see what you're saying.
Okay, and he's a very talented person.
Okay.
And works on its talent every day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he offers it to people. He's a very hardworking person and very positive.
Okay.
Okay. Is the opposite of a self-criticism
critical
person.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
He
Be creative.
That's it. He all the time he's, you know, pushing himself and okay, I will do it well.
Yeah.
Reinforcing himself. That's right. Why his teeth in that dream
are shining so brightly.
So that's a good example of what an entrepreneur should be.
Entrepreneur.
A person that it's all the time doing creative things.
Great. Dale un totally good native, job. Por favor.
Okay.
Dámelo.
And that person wasn't an expectator. That means that you have an inner Bisbal.
You're projecting out there, I guess.
You have an inner Bisbal, but you're only being a spectator.
Uh-huh.
That means that person has not discovered yet her talent.
Okay.
But she's got a good talent inside of her.
Sure, the potential's there, but it's yet to be discovered. Mm-hmm.
She has to discover it.
Okay. Yeah? Well, there you go.
But she has to be very... she has to imitate the pattern of Bisbal.
Okay.
To reinforce herself.
Las patadas también, the kicks.
No, that means that Bisbal has a very, very personal talent, and he's not critic with himself.
Critical
with himself. Oh, that's like my creative. Critical.
Yo te tengo fichada.
Oh my God. He's not critical with himself. He reinforces himself all the time. That's what his teeth are white.
Fascinating. Interesting.
But that person really must have a good talent inside. She has to discover it.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unlock the potential.
Right.
That's the expression you're looking for.
Unlock the potential.
Unlock es como abrir con llave. To unlock your inner potential.
For example, a person that knows what is its talent and develop that talent would have seen herself not as a spectator, but as the star.
Okay then.
Okay.
Well, what about the dreams when you're like naked? When you go to work,
I'm always naked. Oh no, but that's not a dream.
I mean, I sleep naked. You like go to school and you don't have your clothes on.
Totally naked, por favor.
Please, I mean, hello. What is this sense?
Leave your clothes on.
That means I should have told you about that before.
Naked. In that particular time of your life, you're not being secure of yourself.
Okay.
You're insecure.
Yeah.
You have insecurity for different circumstances.
Okay, because I'm thinking you're in that case, you are the star because everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
But you're the star for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you're the star for the wrong reason.
I don't mind.
Maybe you can think that if you don't have clothes on, is that you don't have patterns on. That means that you don't know something about the things you're doing that way.
Okay.
You don't feel secure. You don't feel that you have the power of the skills or the information you need.
Okay.
And you think you're going vergüenza. How do you say vergüenza?
You feel ashamed or embarrassed.
Ashamed or embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because you're not, no das la talla.
Okay, because you're not meeting the standards.
You don't make the
standards.
Cut.
You don't,
oh!
Yeah, you don't make the
cut. You don't make the grade.
The grade, the cut.
We looked at that one yesterday. You guys should know that one.
Okay, fascinating.
That's it.
Well, very good.
I don't remember my damn dreams.
Really?
The best is you wake up and you say, I got to remember this dream later. And then 30 minutes later, you can't remember a thing.
Yeah, but you have to write them on.
I think my life is the opposite. I think when I'm sleeping is when I'm like relaxing and I'm dreaming throughout the day.
Maybe.
Like, I think I like act like I think I live in a dreamland.
Yeah.
It's like the Matrix. It's the opposite.
but you have to speak to your inner self before going to sleep and say, okay,
listen, buddy.
Big AA, tell
listen,
me,
pal.
What do I need to know? To improve something in my life.
What do I need to know?
What do I need to know
I'm a big daydreamer. ¿Sabes esta palabra? To daydream.
Yeah,
mirar por la ventana. And you're somewhere else all the time. What is this a sign of? Do you know if someone's a daydreamer, if they dream all day long, literally, just like they're not in the moment. I'm in a meeting with like, we have to do this. I'm like, I'm everywhere but in that meeting. So what does that mean?
An idea, man.
No, that means that... you're a very creative person.
Nice. Creative, nice.
And You know, the person, the people that make those daydreams, what they are trying to do is to make a structure, to make a, an idea united with an emotion to do something.
Mm-hmm,
you understand?
Okay.
An idea, only an idea, is not suficient. It's not sufficient.
It's not enough.
No, the idea
it's
needs to
enough.
Take form and become something.
It's not enough to do something. Or to be impelled to do something, you need to feel something about. When you do those daydreams, when you daydream, you're creating emotions, and those emotions reinforce your ganas. How to say
your desire of doing things. Of doing it. Yeah. Okay.
A pattern is a question of an idea that you that goes with an emotion. And that makes you do something. And that's doing something in life makes you then to have results. If you don't do things, you don't have results in the physical
world. An idea
world.
Is nothing if you don't actually do something with it.
The people that only daydreaming are daydreaming, but they don't do something. There are people that often feel stressed.
Frustrated.
But the people that they are daydreaming and they try to make all this daydreaming in act.
Sure, come true. So
turn it into reality.
Reality.
Yeah.
They are very creative person.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm not a creative person.
No?
No, because you're
creative. It's not that,
yeah. It's a joke. You got me. You got me pegged. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break, guys. That's half the show.
No.
But we've got tons more to come. Still up. All right, well, Tadmi Unamano, you guys know what we say.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Here's the show in the name.
Yeah.
Here's the show in the
come
name.
Come on. You guys want to do a little rap? Should we do a little
I'm not May Green, but I can try.
All right, let's do
She's
it.
She's the
do
one
it.
That does it best.
We're going to do a little beatbox, all right? So we'll do a little beatbox orchestra. So I want you to come in. There's three of us, but we can do it.
Okay.
I believe in us. All right, so when we come in, you do a little whatever you want. You can choose whatever one you want. Then you come in, and then I'll fill it in, all right?
Wait, because I got to think. I'm not as creative as you.
Whatever. It's got to be repeated, though, at the same rhythm.
Okay, but shoot.
Shoot.
Dang. Right. Okay, I can't think of anything. Vale, I'll do that.
Or you can do whatever. Just keep the same rhythm. You can tell she has babies. She's doing baby now. There you go. Or you can do it.
Okay, I'll think of something.
Whatever you want.
Oh, por Dios.
All right, we're going to start
with
you.
Start there, and then I'll
start
think
with
of
you
something
and you
in the
fill
last
in. Ready? Give us any rhythm. It doesn't matter. Yeah. All right, not bad.
I was like thinking like Homer, because I couldn't think of anything.
Not the best I've heard, but not the worst I've heard either.
Yo me quedaba sin aire.
All right, but not
running out of breath.
Not good. We've got another Allisonism here. Alucina vecina. Let's write that one. Okay, we've got that one over there.
Okay.
A couple more comments. Y mándanos Allisonismos porque los vamos a hacer en nada, en breve. We're going to, Allison's going to record some more Allisonismos. So send us very native, totally native Spanish expressions. Beatriz del Castillo. How are you tweeting and being on the show at the same time? Incredible. Autoevolución Team, heads up. Al loro. Beatriz F. del Castillo is live at Show With No Name at Vaughn Radio and TV with Alberto Alonso. Let me finish the tweet.
Okay.
With Alberto Alonso, and I'm Allison. And you were saying?
No, Auto Evolution team is Maggie.
Okay, there you go.
Maggie's doing it.
All right, what's up? What's up, Maggie?
It's my team.
There you go. Yeah, you got to have a good team. It's a good team.
Yes, I know.
Javi says, holy smoke, I almost overslept precisely the day these two super amazing women are on the show with no name. And he puts Alberto, the mommy, most fashion in the world. The most fashionable mommy in the world. I'm Allison, and Beatriz, the woman of my dreams.
Thank you,
Long
Javi.
Live both of them.
First taxi driver. He knows how to really
You're a snake charmer. You're a snake charmer, buddy. Let's see. The postman says, good morning, birds. A bit swamped. Totally native, por favor, estoy a tope. I'm a bit swamped today, but I'll try to be with you. Ah, welcome back to the grindstone. Otro, totally native for the postman. Yara tells us about a dream. Yara, we've taken note of the dream there, and either we'll look at it on the show, or if not, Beatriz will contact you. Gio Gallardo says, wow, so if you have a dream about Alberto Alonso, you're not gay? You only have internalized his energy? Thank God.
Oh,
are you
Gio
dreaming
Gallardo.
About me, Gio Gallardo? Let's see. Vicenota says, hi, Bea. My dreams become more normal. But extremely realistic. Feelings of nervousness, touch, smell, keep when I wake up. Okay. No punctuation in that sentence. Elena says, what an awe-inspiring, totally native, por favor. Awe-inspiring. Inspirando.
Totally native.
Show with no name today with Alberto Alonso, Auto Evolución, and I'm Allison. Having a blast. Have a good day. Big kiss to all. Thank you very much. The postman says, I'm Allison. Hey, Alberto Alonso, do you think little postman is ready to take little Chloe for a ride? No te columpies. Let's see what's going on here.
Cute.
Cuidado. Be careful.
What a cutie pie.
We got a little player, un pequeño golfo como su padre. All right. Well, we got more Alisonismos, but you know what?
No te columpies is one of them.
Oh, I love that one. Good one.
Okay.
Good one. You got it.
No lo apuntamos.
All right. Well, Beatriz, let's take a look at another dream. We've got some more dreams over here that were coming in and some that... we've taken a look at. We've got about three or four minutes. Let's take a look at another one.
Okay. I think we have time for two of them. One of the girls, she says that she is all the time missing a bus somewhere, to a trip or to a school. It's related to her, to her, that places, no? That means a bus is, that person is missing the opportunities.
That's kind of what I imagined. That
yes.
One, yeah.
It's missing the opportunities.
De hecho, es una expresión en inglés. To miss the bus es perder una oportunidad.
Es perder una oportunidad.
Yeah. Yes, you missed the bus on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means that, you know, all that it is related to a bus or
transport.
Transport. I mean, how you develop, how you are evolution. Mm-hmm.
Evolving.
How you are evolving in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in a bus, you need to evolve a lot of patterns, not only one. She must... do changes in her life.
Make changes
in her life. Not only one pattern, in a lot of patterns. But if she loses that bus, that means that she's done...
She misses.
She's not doing anything. Okay? So I think she, you must think about that. And, I had another one. That's a girl that she's all the time lately. She's dreamed a lot about her dog.
Okay.
Okay? And I asked her...
sad things about the dog, or
yesterday she said my dog changed into one I had when I was a child, and I asked her what's happening with your dog lately. And
right,
she's
is
ill.
He old?
Is ill?
Ah, okay.
Okay, the dog represents many things, but the animals represent our automatic and irrational patterns.
Okay,
the things that we automatic.
Sure, the primitive side, so to speak,
that governs us. Their character will know where they are faithful to ourselves or not, in the case of the dogs, okay? If you are faithful to yourself, and it also represents your unconditional love to yourself.
Unconditional
love to yourself. So if something happens bad to the dog, that means that something related to those patterns is not going well with you.
Okay?
In this case, I asked her, and she told me that the present dog, she has arthritis.
Arthritis.
Oh my God. Arthritis. Mm-hmm. Okay. Arthritis, the pattern of arthritis is when you don't eliminate the bad things of your system. The toxins. The toxins, no? The bad feelings and everything. And the ancient dogs, her previous dog, died of leishmania. Okay? And leishmania is a pattern of autoimmune deficiency.
I have no idea.
What did you call it? What did you say?
Aquí se dice autoimmune.
Claro, autoimmune.
Okay. Autoimmune. That means
it's like the SIDA in animals.
That's okay. It's the same.
SIDA, AIDS.
That means it's a pattern. It's a pattern when you don't when you attack to yourself.
Yeah, when your body attacks itself. When your cells attack your own body.
If you took that symbolically, that means that this girl, if she doesn't clean her inner negative patterns, is a pattern of self-attack.
Okay, interesting. Sure, yeah.
When in the dreams, you dream that something is algo se convierte en otra cosa.
Something transforms or turns into.
Turns into. I'll say, well, good. Sorry. Yeah. No, it's good. Me tienes que corregir, que yo ando.
Pero tenemos 10 segundos.
Okay,
so we gotta wrap
when
it up.
Something se está convirtiendo en algo, is turning into something, that means that pattern is turning into something. I mean, if she doesn't clean her inner patterns of negativity, that's something that is self-immune to her. I mean, she's attacking to herself.
Right, there we go, guys.
There you
That's
go.
A good
dreams explained.
More information, autoevolucion.com. Also on Twitter, @autoevolucion. Yes. And Allison's on Twitter too, EM Allison.
That's right.
Con una S, Allison. I'm Allison. And we'll be back. We gotta go to a commercial break, but we'll be back with the final half an hour. Tons and tons of stuff still to cover here on the show with no name. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
The totally native saying of the day. And it goes a little something like this.
It's the totally native saying of the day. Every time I look, every single way. It's the totally native saying of the day now. Everybody got something to say now.
It's totally, it's native. And it's the saying of the day.
Totally native. Yeah, that's right. It's totally native saying of the day. And it's to face the music. Well, speaking of music, we got Drew Crosby up next, who always tells us some interesting stuff about music. Dr. Drew.
Yeah,
The other Dr. Drew. So face the music. What does it mean to face the music?
To, I guess, face the consequences or to, yeah.
To accept something that's unpleasant.
Yeah.
Así es. You're going to have to face the music.
You're going to have to face the music, yeah.
To face the music. We all have to face the music sometimes in life.
Yeah.
To accept something that we don't really like because life isn't fair. And sometimes things happen to us that we don't like.
Yeah.
It's not all shits and giggles.
No, it isn't.
You know? Face the music. So in life, you've got to face the music. So there's a good one. We've only got about another minute, so I want to say thank you to my guests. Also give you more information if you want to hear. If we weren't able to read your dreams today, don't worry. Beatriz isn't going anywhere. You can contact her at her website, autoevolucion.com, and you can also follow her on Twitter at @autoevolucion. Beatriz, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Invite
pleasure.
Me.
Pleasure.
For inviting me.
Pleasure to have you back on the show.
I had a really good time.
Awesome. Glad you could be here with us. And Allison, thank you so much as well
it's
for being here.
It's always very fun. Thank you for
inviting
me. I had a wonderful time.
Cool. Well, we'll do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes.
And you'll do it again tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right. Well, there's one more section of the show that I added, and this is giving you guys a little positivity, something to take with you. Oh, and I love that we got the inspirational music here.
Only something, missing the incense.
Yeah, something positive here to take with you based on the vocabulary that we use today. And today is time is what it takes to make things work. We have to make time for our loved ones and not waste time doing useless things or being idle. Quietos, parados. As Muse says, don't waste your time or time will waste you.
Oh, I like that.
Buena.
Thank Muse.
Leave
it to Muse to sum it all up. Well, guys, there's a little something positive. Make the most of your time. Aprovecha tu tiempo. And listen to the show with no name, of course. And up next, we've got Highways and Byways with the fantastic Drew Crosby in the house. Thank you so much to my lovely guests. You guys were awesome. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, DJ Spanglish.
Bye.
Gracias,
bye.
DJ Spanglish. And thank you, listeners, because without you guys, it ain't a show. So we'll be back tomorrow with tons more Show With No Name. I promise. Bye-bye.